K-State, bam! What is going on? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily in primetime, May 10th, 2021. And this focuses on the baseball team. And what a dreadful series coming out of Waco. There as K-State drops the series, drops 2-3. Not only that, they just got manhandled. I'm not even going to look through the box scores for you. I'm just going to touch straight up. And K-State, basically, they stepped up to the plate late in game two on Saturday and made a big run there. And you would have thought they had some momentum coming into yesterday's game, and they just got completely out. We actually got our ass kicked. Let's just put it that way. Let's just put it brutally honest. Call it like I see it. We just got our ass kicked down there in Waco. The series. Look at it. Friday night, the series opener, you dropped that by 17-2 there. And basically, football, well, that's a football score when you look at it. Two touchdowns, a field goal, and a safety for K-State. Yeah, in baseball, that's getting your ass kicked right there. Excuse my language. I'm going to call it what it is. K-State had a lot of momentum going into the series. Other than that one inning in game two, you would have thought they would ride that momentum. But other than that, Baylor was just on, seems like to be the better team in this series, 7-2. And then another football score, if you will. This time, K-State riding that one big inning late. I can't recall which inning it was, but it was the late innings of the game. That was the difference in game two there. K-State at that point split 10-3 there in the game there. And then another football score. If you get my drift here in the podcast, Baylor 23 yesterday, K-State 3 in his game. And the pitching that we thought, I said this last week on one of these dailies basically all week long, including the weekly. If you have not checked out the weekly edition, go back and check that out. They're going to be working through, at least for the summer months, it looks like we're going to have to move some things around. But don't worry, we will still have weekly editions of the podcast. There's my co-host Alex has some work to attend to there. So don't worry, folks. We'll get that sorted out, I'm sure. But we'll probably have to move the recording to Saturday, but hey, because I'm doing these dailies. But hey, but anyways, don't want to get too far off the railroad tracks here. K-State 23-3. You lose by 20. Inexcusable. The pitching was basically just not there in this game. And yeah, K-State at the point coming into the series, they were right there, two spots behind Baylor, trying to jump them in the, or at least get closer to them, but they didn't do that there. Costly losses there, and we'll see. Will this hurt K-State's postseason chances moving forward? I'm just going to give the line here. Baylor, 23 runs, 7. Oh, look at this. This is an odd score. And Casey Ford yesterday suffered his first loss of the campaign. 23-17-0 for Baylor. K-State, through all the runs coming in the sixth inning. And this was a seven-inning run or overrun rule, if you call it. You get a run ruled in college. Yeah, that's got to be pretty embarrassing there. So you lose by 20 there in seven innings. Yeah, you deserve to get run ruled there. Hey, I hate to be brutally honest there, but you got to call it like you see it there. K-State was not ready to play in this series there, and it completely showed right there. 23-3, 3-6-1, 6 hits for K-State, 1 and run, and that those 3 runs, like I said, came in the top of the 6th inning right there in this game. But a little positive here though for K-State though. Kansas State out of yesterday's game tied the program's single season home run record. yesterday afternoon, but Baylor was just too much in this series. If you look at, we add up all the runs there. If my math is correct here, let's see, 23-3 is 26. There, 26, 36, 39 runs in this series given for Baylor in this series. Yeah, that's just not going to cut it. There, you're going to be playing superior opponents. If we get to the postseason, you're going to be playing against superior opponents, and that's just not going to cut it here in this one. Chris Caballos there, who did homer in the series opener, extending his home run streak. Well, that came to an end this weekend. Here yesterday, though, he only went 1-for-1 or 2 the game. Dylan and Phillips 1-for-1. Cameron Thompson 1-for-3 in this game, of course. And let's see, I'm looking at through the box score real quickly. None of these guys didn't drive in any runs in this series. So now you got to turn around and go to Lawrence next weekend and pretty much a must sweep, if you will, of KU in Lawrence next weekend here. So a terrible series for K-State overall there as they get smoked down in Baylor, down in Waco, Texas. And now when you look at where K-State is, they drop behind Oklahoma. Now they are now 7th, 7-11 in Big 12 play for K-State. Overall record now heading in to getting prepared for KU. Now they're 28-18 on the 2021 campaign. Again, you can catch the Purple Project Podcast daily and weekly editions wherever you listen to your podcast. And stay tuned for the latest on the next weekly edition of the podcast. There, it'll be coming up here very soon. But don't forget, where I'll be cranking out these dailies, though, here, best I can. But, hey, don't want to be too much of a downer here, though. But, hey, K-State, they're overmatched in Waco, Texas. Eddie Greer III, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Wrapped up, go Cats!
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.